Elon Musk's Tesla robo-taxi fleet reports crash rate 4 times higher than human drivers. By Lucas Nolan on February 19, 2026. Tesla's autonomous vehicle fleet operating in Austin, Texas, has experienced crashes at a rate 4 times higher than that of human-driven vehicles, according to data reported to federal safety regulators. Jalopnik reports that Tesla's robo-taxi program in Austin, Texas is experiencing collision rates that are 4 times higher than those of human drivers, based on the company's own reporting to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA. The autonomous vehicle fleet, which consists of 43 vehicles, has accumulated approximately 800,000 miles over an 8-month operational period and has reported 14 separate crash incidents during that time. This data translates to one collision occurring every 57,000 miles for the Tesla robo-taxi fleet. In comparison, Tesla's own research indicates that the average human driver experiences a minor incident once every 229,000 miles and a major collision every 699,000 miles. NHTSA data shows that the average driver has an on-the-road incident requiring police involvement approximately once every 500,000 miles. The 14 reported incidents involving Tesla's autonomous fleet include collisions with 5 other vehicles, 5 fixed objects, 1 cyclist, 1 animal, and 2 incidents categorized as other. One particular incident, described as a 2-mile-per-hour impact with an SUV, resulted in a person requiring hospitalization. This specific crash raises concerns about the severity of low-speed impacts involving the autonomous vehicles. An important caveat to these statistics is that most of the miles driven by Tesla's Austin robo-taxi fleet have been completed with safety monitors present in the vehicles. These monitors have the ability to activate an emergency stop button to prevent potential collisions, though it remains unknown how many crashes were avoided through such human intervention. The collision rate appears to be worsening rather than improving over time. During December and January alone, Tesla reported 5 additional crashes to the NHTSA database, accounting for nearly 36% of all incidents despite representing only a fraction of the total operational period. This trend suggests that the autonomous system is not demonstrating the expected improvement that would typically come with increased operational experience. Concerns about transparency have also emerged regarding how Tesla reports these incidents. The crash that resulted in hospitalization occurred in July 2025 but was initially reported to NHTSA as a property damage-only incident. The classification was not updated to minor with hospitalization until December, 5 months after the actual incident occurred. This delayed disclosure has raised questions about the accuracy and timeliness of Tesla's crash reporting practices, which critics note are already heavily redacted. The performance of Tesla's robo-taxi fleet stands in stark contrast to previous claims made by Elon Musk regarding the safety and scalability of the autonomous vehicle program. Earlier projections suggested that the Austin fleet would have grown to over 10 times its current size by this point and would be operating across half the country. Instead, the program remains limited to small portions of 2 cities with just 42 operational vehicles. Additionally, fleet availability has been reported at under 20% of operational hours, suggesting significant limitations in the program's deployment capabilities. This low availability rate, combined with the elevated crash frequency, indicates substantial challenges facing the autonomous vehicle initiative. Read more at Jalopnik here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.